schools. This fairly common subject of low-budget movies and source of scary campfire stories for children around the world actually has its roots in Muslim folklore. Ghouls, it seems, were thought to be evil demons who lurked around graveyards, eating the flesh of corpses and possessing their spirits to prevent them from reaching paradise. The folklore of ghouls contributed considerably to the inception of Halloween, so for those of you who love that holiday, you may owe a long overdue imaginary thank you. On All Hallows' Eve, the souls of the deceased were thought to rise from their graves, which would understandably attract ghouls for miles and miles around. Frightened of the ghouls and not wanting to be mistaken for their potential next meal, the villagers would dress up in their best interpretation of what ghouls probably looked like, in a kind of, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em effort. Dressing up as what you're hoping to ward off on October 31st obviously became a simultaneous worldwide practice, covering everything from ghouls, ghosts, witches, and vampires to such current favorites as Britney Spears and prominent politicians. Whether or not that's a shift from the original tradition is a matter of interpretation. There are still tribes in isolated parts of Africa and South America who keep the legend of ghouls alive, but I'm pleased to say that after 50 years of world travel, I have yet to run across a genuine ghoul, or even a poor excuse for one.